glad y'all dropped by.
Yeah, we tell everybody, hey, we know Steve.
Former State Senator Steve Russell is meeting with constituents at his headquarters in Oklahoma City.
Well, in fact, I had something like that. I was up in Tulsa.
Russell retired from the U.S. Army as a lieutenant colonel and even wrote a book about his experiences called We Got Him, a memoir of the hunt and capture of Saddam Hussein. In 2008, Russell ran for state senate in southwest Oklahoma City and served for 4 years. At the end of the 4 years, he chose not to seek re-election.
When Simon & Schuster announced in December 2011 that they were going to release my book, I had to make a decision. Did I want to run for re-election at that point because the re-election season was coming up, or did I want to just finish out my term?
Then Congressional District 5 became an open seat, with James Lankford choosing to run for U.S. Senate. Now the owner of a small firearms business called Two Rivers Arms, he says he wanted to run because he still believes in putting country first.
State of affairs politically today, and not that we haven't had this in the past, but it's almost like politics has become America's favorite shooting sport. We trash politicians, we trash the political process, we are angered at the abuses in government. That has to stop.
Russell won the Republican primary through a field of five other opponents, even needing a runoff in August to secure the nomination. Now he faces a Democratic opponent he says supports big government.
This notion that the government has to solve every problem we have clearly divides us. I think that the American people can solve the problems if just given the opportunity. I'd like to see the government get out of our way, not the government solve our problems.
Democratic candidate Al McCaffrey says he worries talk of making a smaller government means cutting valuable services. He says there are places the government specializes in, particularly creating a strong military, which McCaffrey supports.
I believe that we should be able to protect our country and protect the citizens of our country, but we always have to be prepared for things that we have never experienced, because fighting wars is not World War II anymore. It's a lot of technology.
McCaffrey started the race with two other Democratic opponents and also won the nomination during a runoff in August. He spent 8 years in the State House and Senate from Northwest Oklahoma City. The owner of OK Cremation and Mortuary Services says government can be more efficient when it comes to getting services to its people.
I don't understand, if you can get a car loan in 30 seconds, why a veteran has to wait years sometimes to get their services. And those are some things I don't understand. So I believe we should use new technology to reduce our deficit, which will also get rid of fraud.
While Russell accuses him of following the agenda of the National Democrats, McCaffrey says he plans to put the needs of Oklahomans first.
I listen to the caucus, but I'm an independent person. I believe it does not benefit Oklahoma. I am not going to vote for it, and I will be glad to tell the caucus that. If I feel like I can do it and it's going to help Oklahoma and CD5, I'll be right there with them.
Congressional District 5 includes all of Pottawatomie and Seminole counties and nearly all of Oklahoma County except for the Tinker Air Force Base area. Early voting at county election board sites runs Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with the general election on Tuesday. Tonight, we are holding a candidate forum to discuss the race in CD5 and any other races you want to talk about at Picasso's Cafe starting at 6 o'clock. In Oklahoma City, I'm Michael Cross, KOSU News.